Country Club FM.
Back from the weekend with the Bob Almanac. Neil, are you ready?
I'm ready, sure.
Sunday, September 20th. Uh-oh. They didn't update it. Didn't update it to say Monday. The date is right, September 20th.
Oh, but it's not Sunday.
And everything cross-checked, but they didn't change it to Monday, which that's an error that makes us look dumb. And that's not a hard thing to do.
Well, no.
So Monday, September 20th, 264th day of the year, we have 103 left. How can we have 103 left?
That doesn't sound right.
No,
is that right?
That would add up to 367. 16. How many more days have they added to the calendar that you're not aware of?
Well,
they had a couple of days of February that we missed.
I guess we'll find out as we go.
So on this date, 1519, this was the date that Ferdinand Magellan left Spain en route to Indonesia.
Sure.
Spain needed more spices. They were down to their last bottle of Montreal chicken.
That's not going to be good.
That's good stuff. You ever put that on chicken?
Oh, yes.
Montreal chicken. I don't know what they have to do with spices.
Well, they got steak
think
and
of French. I usually think of French, and I think of hockey when I think of Montreal, and I think of Gino Vannelli. Mm-hmm. But Magellan didn't make it around the world. I mean, he tried to go all the way around, and he just decided his group decided to try and circumnavigate the globe. And there were some survivors that did go all the way around. Magellan, though, did not. I think it was somewhere. Was it New Zealand? Somewhere. He was with the natives, and they got tired of him.
Yep.
And they said, Magellan, we don't like you anymore. You will cease to exist.
And that's what happened.
Pretty much. 1519. 1941 here this date. It's our first audio of the morning.
La, 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 la. Go on, get out of here, you old pussycat.
Figaro, Figaro.
So this is the debut of Sylvester the Cat. He, as many cartoon characters are want to be, they are not what they would turn out to be in their first incarnation.
Right.
In their first appearance of Sylvester the Cat, J. Pussycat Sr., as some of them call him. Warner Brothers cartoon character. He was co-starring there, kind of a supporting role with Porky the Pig.
Mm-hmm.
And Porky Pig, he starred in a lot of those, and he introduced us to a lot of great stars. He's kind of like Ed Sullivan.
He really was.
Really, because he would introduce us to all the great new stars of the Looney Tunes and the Merry Melodies and the Warner Brothers stable. So that was the state 1941. Sylvester, Tweety Cat, I think, or Tweety Bird would come a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
1941. 1967 in the news.
All these facts we knew as the Queen made her way to the dais to perform the naming and launching ceremony. But that fact, the actual name, even her captain could only guess.
We're launching a ship,
all
Neil.
All Clydeside hushed as the secret is revealed.
I name the ship Queen Elizabeth II.
I suppose if you're a queen, you got a big ego anyway, but what would it be like to step to the podium and say, yeah, I'm going to name this boat after myself?
Yeah, that's a little uppity.
It was the QE2. I'm sure they're up to about QE6 or QE7 by now. I mean, she's hanging around for a long time.
Right.
Who knows? She's going to live probably well into her hundreds.
It appears that way.
There are going to be more of those Queen Elizabeth boats than there were Police Academy movies, Neil.
That's a big number.
So that was this date, 1967, the QE2, 69.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
I just got a confirmation from my friend, codename Golfing Farmer. Magellan died in the Philippines.
Thank you.
That was one of those.
Golfing Farmer.
One of those islands in that region of the world.
Sure.
So the Archies,
like Archies.
The Archies and Sugar Sugar, that's number one big. On this date, 69-72.
The cannabis seeds had been planted at his farm about 4 miles from here.
It was said that those seeds had been sent to you. How did you come to grow them?
Yeah, well, we got a load of seeds, you know, kind of in the post, and we didn't know what they were, you know, we kind of planted them all, and five of them came up illegal.
Now, of course, this...
when that happens, just start planting some seeds, and they just happen to be illegal. They came in the post.
Yeah, they came in the post.
They did. So Paul McCartney, arrested. I believe Linda was also arrested, 1972. 1973, a year later.
As the plane had begun its takeoff, one of its wings clipped a tree.
It's like the plane never gained enough height coming off the runway to go over the top of the pecan trees.
Jim Croce, his friend Maury, and four others aboard the twin-engine Beechcraft were killed instantly.
This was the day Jim Croce was leaving a concert in Louisiana at one of the colleges and universities there, heading to Texas, and didn't get high enough, hit the trees, and went down. This day in 73. He would have had just a fantastic career. I mean, he already had, and they had some posthumous releases as well. He had a long list of hits.
Yeah, it was only like, what, 30 or something, close to it?
It was in 1973. He was 30 years old. And it's funny because this weekend I was listening to an old classic, Casey Kasem, America's Top 40.
Sure.
From 1972. And one of his songs was on that chart. And Casey was talking about, this is 72, this was a year almost to the date, because those AT Top 40s are like this week.
Yes.
This, you know, what particular year? This week, here's your top 40 from 1972. And he goes, Jim Croce has had a lot of hits already, and he's going to continue to make a whole lot more, we think. And it was kind of sad to think about that because, no, and sadly, he wouldn't. Because a year later, he'd go down in that plane crash.
Just
Jim Croce.
Great voice.
1973. That Greatest Hits CD, Photographs and Memories, was one of the first one I bought. I might have been the first one I bought at the Best Buy on Lake Street there on a break from Brown Institute.
Nice move.
Yeah, it was. I agree with you there. 1973. Same date at the Astrodome.
That's the way it is for the Battle of the Sexes. Billy Jean King against Bobby Riggs. And it's hard to believe, but probably more than 30,000 people are in this arena for an all-time record tennis audience anywhere in the world.
How about that? You know it's a big deal when Howard Cosell is there in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Announcing tennis. And Howard Cosell just didn't do any tennis matches.
No.
It was only the big ones, and it was the Battle of the Sexes. Now, this was the big one, although earlier in the year, Bobby Riggs took on Margaret Court, who I think is one of your favorite tennis players of all time.
Yeah.
Margaret Court was a little bit further on. She was a little older than Billie Jean King.
Yeah.
And Margaret Court, they called it the Mother's Day Massacre because it happened earlier in Mother's Day. I think Margaret Court won that one, didn't she not?
I don't...
Could you look that up?
Yeah,
see who won that
because,
one, because I can't remember.
You know, Billie Jean King worked.
Because if Bobby Riggs lost to Margaret Court, what made him think that he would beat Billie Jean King? So I think it's the other way around. And you can look that up. Golfing Farmer, if you're not on your tractor picking pumpkins, look it up for us. But Billie Jean King did win it in straight sets. That was the state 1973. Bless you.
Excuse me.
Did you sneeze into the crook of your elbow?
I did.
Good job by you. We have Obi-Wan taught you well. So that was 1970. Glenn Campbell was there.
He was at the
crowd. Glenn Campbell was there. He was at the Battle of the Sexes. Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. How about 1988?
The gold medalist and Olympic champion, Greg Louganis, the United States of America.
So Greg Louganis, one day after he hit his head on the diving board, thank goodness it was the diving board and not the platform that he hit his head on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The day prior, he hit his head on the diving board. The next day, he wins gold in springboard diving, Summer Olympics. I believe that was in Seoul. 1988. Can you confirm that, 6-2, Neil?
6-2, 6-1, Bobby Riggs.
Defeated
over
Margaret Court.
Margaret Court.
So the Mother's Day Massacre was Bobby Riggs.
He was 55.
On the winning side.
Margaret Court was the number two in the world in women's tennis at that time. But Billie Jean King hammered on Bobby.
Oh, yeah, wasn't even close.
No, wasn't close. Okay, there we go. Now what do you want me to look up? Man, I'm trying here.
Don't worry about it. 1995, okay. This date, the House voted to drop the national speed limit, letting states decide on how fast people could drive.
That was big.
The speed limit, no way, so...
They should. They should.
So most people do travel over 55. Most people that travel interstate go 60, 65, or 70 anyway.
Now they're going 100, buck 10.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Well,
that was the state in 1995.
Well, some speed limits are 80.
So the House had set, the House voted to drop the national speed limit. The government and Washington, the lawmakers, back in the 70s, they set it for 55?
Yeah.
It was more for fuel conservation, I
Correct.
Believe. Fuel conservation. Can you just imagine being held to 55 on like 35 or 94 now?
It was painful when it was 55.
Right.
Nobody, like this guy said, nobody. I mean, it's 70 and nobody drives that.
Plus, the vehicles you drove had, you know, oodles of horsepower. Get all these horses under the hood.
Right.
You couldn't use them.
I know it.
For crying out loud. 2001, this date, Congress.
The enemy of America is not our many Muslim friends. It is not our many Arab friends. Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
So, a joint session of Congress, George W. Bush, shortly after, 9 days after 9/11, he addressed them and he had declared a war on terror. This date, 2001, 20 years ago. Alex Rodriguez is...
Cheater.
A-Rod.
Fly ball, right field. Pence back. Trout. Wall. See ya. A grand slam for A-Rod. A record-breaking 24th Grand Slam, and the Yankees lead 5-1.
Was it Mickey Mantle's record that he broke, or Don Mattingly? Whose record was it? The major league record.
I thought it was Lou
23.
Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig, that's it.
Willie McCovey had the National League, and Lou Gehrig had the American and the major league.
So maybe Mickey had the record for a switch hitter.
That could be.
But anyway, he ended up with 25. I don't know if you can call Alex Rodriguez a cheater anymore, although he did admit to it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now he's part of the Timberwolves ownership group, so maybe you should be nicer to him.
Yeah. Guy could hit one way or another.
2019, sure. Researchers for SETI, that's the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, SETI, they proposed that aliens may have bugged Earth's co-orbitals. How's your co-orbital bone? Your co-orbital bone.
A little sore.
Yeah. Take a punch to the orbital bone. Mm. So co-orbitals are nearby orbiting rocks. Mm. So in the Astronomical Journal 2 years ago, the folks at SETI said, you know what? Aliens may have bugged those rocks. Mm. We need to go check that.
Yeah.
Birthdays now today. Sophia Loren.
Max. I've been thinking, it's such a shame that we got off on the wrong foot.
It's a shame.
I bet if we gave it another chance, we could become good friends.
Friends?
Or maybe even more than friends.
You know, I watched that this weekend. There's a doubleheader as Grumpy Old Men and then Grumpier Old Men. In fact, it might have been on AMC, and then that was followed then by the Die Hard 2, and that's why I didn't go to see Eddie Montgomery.
I understand.
But, you know, how bad is the pool of single men in Wabasha that Ann Margaret and Sophia Loren end up with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau?
Well, you know, it gives me hope.
Exactly. Well, that's where you should retire to.
I think I'm going.
Go to Wabasha. So that's Sophia Loren, the lovely Sophia Loren.
And she was still gorgeous.
87 today. They called him the flower. Guy could score goals. First NHL player to score at least 50 goals and 100 points in 6 consecutive seasons. Five Stanley Cups.
Wow.
With the Montreal Canadiens.
Guy Guy LaFleur. Flat out score. Yeah, he was a sniper.
LaFleur. Don't call me Guy. Guy LaFleur, 70 today. He was Ricky Bobby's dad.
He was lost, but now he is found.
Oh, amen. Hang on here. I lost my amen. Spot there.
Hey there, boy. Man, you got big. How long's it been? 3-4 months?
10 years.
10 years? Man, I got to lay off the peyote.
Of course, he's the one that came up with, if you're not first, you're last.
Right.
And then he claimed later in the movie that he never said that. He's Gary Cole. He also played the father Brady on the Brady Bunch movies.
Oh, okay.
Gary Cole is 65. Oh, hold me now. The Thompson twins ruled the mid-80s.
Huh.
And one of the three Thompson twins. I know that sounds weird, right? Three right. Thompson twins. None of them related. They weren't twins.
Oh.
Alana Curry. She's the female of the Thompson twin trio. And that doesn't sound right either.
No.
Thompson twins, 64, wrestling time.
See, we are the original gang, and we're the most vicious in all of professional wrestling history. They send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue.
Arn Anderson, he was, of course, from the Four Horsemen in the NWA, and he wrestled in a number of different alliances. The original Four Horsemen had your Arn Anderson, your Ole Anderson, your Tully Blanchard, and your Ric Flair.
Sure.
And then later on in the WCW, they added like Chris Benoit and then a former lineman for the Bears that was in WCW. You know, he is celebrating. He's 64 today. And Greg the Hammer Valentine, also one of the fine wrestlers of all time. He'd give you the hammer, and he's 71 today. They had hair that Daryl Hannah was envious of. Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Were they just at the Summerfield, or they're coming to?
This week, this Thursday, okay. I believe.
Gunnar and Matthew Nelson, Rick Nelson's, or Ricky Nelson's sons. They are twins. They are actually twins, unlike the Thompson
yes, they
twins.
Are.
They are 54. She was on Third Rock from the Sun.
Order me around in front of your father, but just you wait till daddy's gone. I'm gonna give you the wedgie of a lifetime. I'm telling!
She was good on that show. Yeah. She's 54.
She was in an Austin Powers.
Yes, she was. Ivana, I believe, was her first name. Kristen Johnson is 54. Trouble in my dragon down. You get lost, you Philip Phillips. You know what? He was the 11th season American Idol champ. I'm gonna make this place your, you know, we should add this to our playlist and add it to the couple dozen songs that we have called Home.
Yes.
Because this song is called Home, and it's still the best-selling song in the history of American Idol. When you win American Idol, you get the opportunity to release a song. They write a song for you, produce it, you obviously sing it, and then they release it out. This, up to this point, has been the number one for a winner. And it was used in commercials and everywhere.
Yeah,
even you, Neil, you remember this, right?
Oh, for sure.
Philip Phillips, 31.
Gone but not forgotten. He was the Greek conqueror. He wasn't Alexander the average. Alexander the kind of good. He was the great. And he was born on this day, 356 B.C., one of the older gods that we do still recognize here on the Bob Almanac. Let's see. He gave us one of the finest, in my estimation, TV themes of all time. It's Frank Duvall.
My Three Sons, starring Fred MacMurray and as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest. And Don Grady as Robbie.
All right, Don.
And the rest.
And the rest.
Frank Duvall gave us that, born on this day, 1911. You never saw a picture of him without a big cigar. And usually they were victory cigars because he led the Boston Celtics to 9 NBA championships. Hall of Famer Red Auerbach, born on this day, 1917. Musician Bobby Nunn, remember him from the Coasters. Dr. Joyce Brothers made many appearances on The Tonight Show, and she was born on this day in 1927, and she's the mother of Ben Stiller and Amy Stiller, and married a long time, of course, to the very funny Jerry Stiller and Mira.
How come you never took me up on my dinner invitation?
I'm sorry. I was in Greenland doing research.
Greenland? How was that?
Quite nice. Turns out it's actually more of a bluish green.
Go try on your pants. Let me know if there's enough room in the crotch.
Mom?
He knows you have a crotch. Go.
She was so good when they paired her up with Jerry. In whatever sitcom it was, that was from King of Queens.
Yeah. very, very good indeed. She's a very funny lady, very talented. 1929. Speaking of talent, Pro Football Hall of Famer, great running back Jim Taylor was born on this day, 1935. And from the group Styx, John Panazzo.
His brother Chuck is still with them, I think.
Right.
Or he might not be with them anymore, but he was like their guitarist.
Right. And he was born on this day in 1947, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Blair came crashing through to block Parsons' punt and run it down on the 10.
Wasn't the first
from there,
kick
it was
he
an easy
block.
Score. The Vikings' first of the game. And against the Bears' lowly defense, there was absolutely no reason to think it would be their last. Blair's exuberance and joy was understandable, for the four-year man from Iowa State had put his team back in a game it had to win.
Your staff forgot Matt Blair.
Very sad about that.
Multi-year Pro Bowler, six-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro 1980, great special teams player.
He was an athlete.
Passed away last year. They believe he had CTE because he was starting to suffer from dementia, and he passed away at the age of 70 last year. Matt Blair, number 59. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
It's Bobathon time. How about Colin Ray, Little Rock, John Anderson, She Just Started Liking Cheating Songs, or Reba McEntire, How Blue?
John Anderson, please.
And here it is.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios, KDDG Albany.